Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at Psalm 35, verses 11 through 21. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. These are David's words. They repay me evil for good and leave me like one bereaved. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about in mourning as though for my friend and brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink their eye. They do not speak peaceably. They devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, "Aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it." Have you ever been betrayed by a friend or someone you thought was your friend, someone you cared for, a person in whom you invested time and energy? When they were down, you were there with them, but when you needed help, they were nowhere to be found. That's what happened to David. That's what he writes about in the psalm. He had invested his life into a person. He had prayed fervently for him. He had wept with him as though weeping for his own mother. And then David stumbled, and this person joined the slanderers and mockers. There are no two ways about it. When a friend turns on you, it hurts. These times are great reminders that people will always disappoint us. However, there is one who sticks closer than a brother. There is one who will never leave or forsake us. There is one who died so we could live. We desire good friends, but there's only one who deserves our worship. Lord Jesus, you have made us to want and need good friendships. Help us keep these friendships in proper perspective. May our worship and focus always be on you. May we depend on you, our friend, for eternity. In your name we pray. Amen.